Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
2.5 million views already of Gordon Hayward, Boston Celtic, injured Boston Celtics gender reveal video. As there's a box on the ground, he's got his two daughters there and his wife, and they're going to open up this box, and the color of the balloons is going to say boy or girl. So I guess Gordon just didn't know about this. Like, the wife put the balloons in?
I guess. I mean, that's kind of... I always thought, like, these gender reveals, they hand the envelope, like, the sonogram people will give you an envelope, a sealed envelope, and then you can hand it to somebody else and say, I don't want to know. You put this together, right? You see that commercial where they're having, you know, it's like they're bringing a cake, a birthday, a shower cake, and, oh, they're having a girl. Oh, they're having a boy, and they got to turn back. Well, I think that I'm assuming that's what this was, where they both gave it to somebody else, and they did it.
So Gordon Hayward doesn't know the sex of the baby. They open up the balloons, and everyone is talking about Gordon.
Okay, ready? Say, Daddy, can you help me?
Help me.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Whoa, it's a girl. You were right.
Is Daddy happy?
Daddy's always happy.
All right, first off, you hear him. Oh,
it's a girl. Yeah, it's like when you always say the name of the gift. Oh, wow. Socks.
Yeah, and then he's walking. Now, when he says Daddy's always happy, he's walking away like kicking
a balloon the way a scorned child does is he's like kicking rocks down the road after he's just been told he can't go play with his friends.
He's so depressed. It's so real. He cannot hide the honest reaction.
It is so real. It's
Daddy's always happy.
It's amazingly real.
I'm happy.
I wouldn't know, Troy. I only produce
Let's
males.
Break my leg again.
Yeah, was he kicking the balloon with his healthy leg or his bad leg? I want to know. Celtic fans, you want to know.
So here's my question. How do you all with kids go about hiding the real reaction, or do you not have to hide it because you've already had the discussions of, I prefer a boy, I prefer a girl? And what is Hayward's wife thinking when she goes on social media or she gets the text messages, ooh, sorry about Gordon's reaction to your third child?
Well, she was there in the moment, and she was smiling throughout the whole thing, so I think she took it in stride, you know?
Well,
yeah.
When the rest of the world chimes in and really lets you know how he reacted, it may set in a little bit more.
The kids don't know that he has this reaction. They can't pick up human...
Don't care about the kids. I'm just talking about the husband and the wife. How do you navigate that?
I think she would understand.
Okay.
Yeah, I think she would understand. I mean, you know, if you're a woman and you have two boys, you probably want a girl.
Yes,
maybe, right?
No doubt.
And if you have another boy, I mean, you would understand, like, what the predicament you'd be in. You probably want that. So I think she would understand.
I think she also understands because this isn't like some hot chick he picked up after he went to the NBA. They've been together since he was like 17.
She's attractive.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
That's what money does.
She wanted that. She wanted somebody who went to Butler.
But for real, were you in the moment, now you love your kids now, you're all good, with any of the six kids that have been born amongst this show, any disappointment upon finding out the sex in the moment? Be honest. Like, what, Roy?
Just finding out that it was there.
You referred to your child as an it.
It was there. I mean, boy, girl, whatever it was.
Go ahead, the floor is yours.
So when I found out, I was laying in bed. It was a Sunday morning. Never forget it. 6:30, my wife like rolls out of bed and hobbles over to the bathroom, and the bathroom door is like right next to where I sleep. I mean, I hop out of bed and I can like walk into the door too. So in like a half sleep stupor, I see her walk into the bathroom and kind of fumbling with things around the countertop, and then she goes out of sight for a little bit and then comes back. And after about 30 minutes, she comes back to me, and by this time I've fallen back asleep because I'm not really paying that much attention, nor do I care. You know, like, she's just going to the bathroom, and that's her thing. She shakes me, kind of, hey, sweetie, I got something to tell you. Like, what? What do you want? I'm trying to sleep. It's 7 o'clock. We're going to have a baby. And I sat straight up in my bed, and I was like, you, what? Are you serious?
Don't be tardy for the party.
So I'm late.
Let me see this. And so she takes me, and she shows me not one, but two pregnancy tests, because she knew she needed to test it and make sure, because I was going to ask. We better double check.
Double up.
And after I saw the second one,
should have done in the first place.
In a moment of non-contemplation, if I could go back or do it again, I would absolutely do it all over. But in that moment, when I looked at the thing, I said, well, you got what you wanted, I guess.
Oh, Roy.
And slid right back into the bed, turned my back, and fell asleep. Man. And she went crying.
Oh, she did?
Oh, yeah, she went crying, man.
Well,
it was a bad moment for me. In hindsight, funny story.
Yeah.
But, and we laugh about it now.
I did the fall back asleep, too. Same thing.
But were you trying?
Yes. Yes. And then she said she was in the bathroom, because that's the first thing you got to do. You got to check the pregnancy test. She goes in the bathroom, and she says, we're pregnant. I was like, that's cool. And I rolled over and went back to sleep.
Oh.
And I'd never heard the end. I still haven't heard the end of that, even still.
See, you guys are just telling stories. Mine's actually on video out there.
Oh, no.
When we're in the doctor's office. Because, you know, like a lot of guys, you dream of your child, you know, being the baseball star, the big linebacker, the quarterback. I always wanted daddy's little girl. I wanted to do tea parties. I wanted to do dances. I wanted to get my toes done, which, by the way, my kids did my toes last night. It looked pretty good.
What color?
We don't care. There's like 47 days. We don't care. No one cares.
No one cares about your toes.
Yeah, no one cares. Yeah, not my ugly feet. But in any case, I wanted a girl badly. And when we were there in the doctor's office in Richardson, I'm on video, and the doctor goes, well, I see something sticking up.
Oh, yeah.
And my reaction on video is, oh, no.
Really?
And it's clear as day. Like, you couldn't hear anything else in that office except just a that's all you heard. Yeah. Except, oh, no. Oh,
man, I was like,
so
yes.
I told Hunter, or I told my wife, do not show that to Hunter. Ever. Ever.
Let's play it one more time about Gordon Hayward's gender reveal and how do you cover up the disappointment.
Okay, ready? Say, Daddy, can you help me?
Help me.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Whoa! It's a girl!
Whoa!
You want a girl?
Brittany, you were right.
Is Daddy happy?
Daddy's always happy.
Oh, man. Yeah. Summing up fatherhood in three words.
You know what? I may have to defend Gordon on this. Just because of what you hear in the first 5 seconds.
Okay, ready? Say, Daddy, can you help me?
Help me.
Okay.
That right there tells me he's a boring person.
He may
no
be boring.
Energy. Maybe that's just how he reacts to everything in life.
Yeah,
fan texted in and said maybe they knew the answer, but it was for the kids. They were doing a gender reveal for the kids.
So. Well, he could have been a little more excited.
Yeah,
fake it. 938 on the fan text. It's hard. I had three boys before my girl. Trust me, it sucks. I wanted a girl all along.
Yeah.
Gordon Hayward is a terrible parent in this climate. He should wait and let his baby determine what gender it feels like he wants to be. 817-893.
That's great.
Line of the day.
Yeah, but I can see you. If you had a girl.
Oh, I'd have been so depressed.
Right?
Yeah, it's not that I don't want a girl. I just know I wouldn't be a good dad for a girl. I'm not a girl type dad.
Roy, if it was a girl, you definitely wanted a boy, right?
Yeah, I wanted a boy for the first one, but now that we got that under the old belt, I would like to have a girl.
Okay,
yeah. If we were to have another one.
So you're in for number two.
Yeah, well, we haven't finalized those negotiations yet,
okay.
But we are.
Negotiations.
Yeah.
So did she want a girl badly?
I think she would want a girl as well.
Did she want one number one?
Yeah.
Or didn't
she
care?
She was a little disappointed
that
it was a boy.
Okay,
so I had to hide my excitement that it was a boy because, yeah.
So you guys are understanding towards the wants of each sex.
Yeah, oh, you got to be. I mean, absolutely. I mean, that's just common,
like,
I think.
Like, Janet depressed that she never got a girl?
No, I don't think so. No, she didn't. I think she always wanted a boy.
Oh, really?
She didn't want to. I don't think she wanted to deal with the drama of little girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, no dramas with boys.
Nope.
You
not at all.
Shut up!
That's no drama at all.
Yeah. I watched my 3-year-old nephew call his older 5-year-old brother an effer on vacation.
See, now that's funny. When they turn 8, though, that's not funny anymore.
Yeah, it wasn't funny in front of the entire family.
Someone gets smacked?
No smack. I mean, I would have smacked them.
Oh, in this clan.
I would have smacked them, but we don't have a full parenting policy in our family. See, for my aunts, they had full autonomy. If they wanted to do something to me or my siblings, like, they had full autonomy to dole out discipline as they saw fit. We do not have that agreement amongst my sisters. They, like, tell me hands off. It's
where,
our kid.
Really? Where? Oh, they say hands off?
Like, you can't discipline him. You can't even talk to him about what's wrong. So, like, I have to take what he's done wrong and take it to my sisters instead of, like, just doling out some punishment in the moment. Where? You know, when they know what they did wrong.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.